on it. So the old city of Jerusalem that we have today is approximately the Herodian city within the walls. Now, I say approximately because the city went farther south than it goes today. South, towards Talpiot, down the Arab villages to the Mea Shiloach, that Siloam, but the rest of it is approximately the same. The famous tower that is called Migdal David, the Tower of David, is not the Tower of David. That is a Turkish tower that is built upon the foundations of what Herod called the Citadel. You've heard of the famous military school in South Carolina that has a football team, the Citadel. That's named after that fortress. And it was the main strong point on the walls of Jerusalem, and it was the armory where the army and the weapons were stored. Now, the two greatest buildings that he built in Jerusalem were the temple and his own palace. There's nothing left of his palace, though Herod's palace, according to Josephus, was even more magnificent than the temple building. And the temple building, the Talmud tells us that he who did not see the temple of Hurdis never saw a beautiful building in his life. In a world of the Roman Colosseum and the Parthenon and Athens and other magnificent structures, it was the building. The Talmud tells us that he built the building under the advice of Boba Ben Buta. Boba Ben Buta was a disciple of Shammai, and in the rebellion and in the upheavals that occurred, Hurdis had Boba Ben Buta arrested and blinded. And he was overcome by remorse. See, Hurdis is always overcome by remorse, but that doesn't prevent him from his being the maniac that he is. So he came before Boba Ben Buta, who could not see any longer, and he disguised himself and his voice, Hurdis, and he tried to raise Boba Ben Buta to a level of saying seditious things against Hurdis. In other words, he wanted to justify retroactively this terrible act that he did of taking this great rabbi and blinding him. So he wanted to justify it by showing that he really was a seditious traitor. And Boba Ben Buta naturally did not comply. And Hurdis was so overcome that he admitted to him who he was. And he told them how sorry he was that he killed all the rabbis and that it was all by mistake, and what should he do for penance. So Boba Ben Buta told him that he should take his talents and his money and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. There are numerous explanations why he told him that, but part of it undoubtedly was to deflect him from his other maniacal pursuits, try and channel him into something positive, and also to try and raise the honor of the temple and the honor of the Jewish people. And Hurdis agreed. And the building began in about the year 19 before the Common Era. And it went, the building was almost never completed. It's like the Israeli buildings today. They are, you know, it's always being built yet. But it was basically completed by the year 30 of the Common Era, meaning almost 50 years in building. But most of it was built in the first 5 years when Hurdis pushed it. Now, he was just carried away with things. He brought the Carrara marble from Italy, and he had the marble laid for the floor of the temple in such a way that it looked like the waves of the ocean. In other words, it looked like the floor was moving. It gave you the feeling of water. He had